You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You finally got to do your pool party.
I know. I was complaining about it last week because it was like, it's a pool party, birthday party. It was from 6 to 8 at night, and then it started raining, and I was like, hallelujah, thank the rain gods, it got canceled. Mm-hmm. Well, then we got the text the next day and said, hey, the pool party's been rescheduled. And it was for last night. And little Lila wasn't feeling real hot yesterday. So Nicole's like, hey, can you take Reed to his party tonight? I'm like, okay, I'll go. And we showed up. And for all my complaining, this is the greatest idea ever. If you're a parent trying to plan a birthday, you apparently can rent out the entire pool. They shut it down. There's nobody else there. The public is not there except your little group of 40 friends, you know, moms, dads, and kids, and you get the entire pool.
Okay.
You get the lifeguards. You get every chair in the house. You get the little cabanas. You come in. You set up shop. All the kids run out, get in the pool, and they play. It's cooler out at that time of day. It's everything else is quiet. You pull up a lounge chair. You get to catch up with all the dad squad. Talk about smoking meats for 2 hours.
Adult beverages allowed?
That's the only downside. Now, one dad did say, hey, I got a cooler out in the car.
Okay.
But I didn't. I was a good boy. I was like, that just seems like I have a problem. If I have to sneak out of a kid's birthday to go have a drink out in the parking lot.
Well, I don't know why you couldn't bring like a can of beer in.
Honestly, you probably could have snuck it in. But again, there's something about that, you know, drinking
really?
At a kid's pool party. Yeah, there's just seems
I think
like
it
I'm,
helps
there's
make
a,
the pool party bearable.
It seems like there's a hotline I should be calling probably. Like I can't go 2 hours without just
sitting
I mean,
around
it was fine.
The pool.
Dude, I know. I
think it would have been okay. Cans of beer.
Wrong.
I think you guys might be a little overly concerned with appearance that you can't. The kids see you drink.
No, it's
beer
not
at
you
home.
Guys. Everybody else wanted to. It was just me. And yeah, I just felt awkward at a 10-year-old birthday party to go out and get hammered in the parking lot. It just
well, no, there's a
seems
draw
very
the line
frat party to
enjoying
me.
Enjoying a beer and getting hammered.
I think he had a whole bar, like the shaker.
The only problem is if you can't stop after one.
Right?
Or
yeah,
two,
that could be a problem.
Then there's a problem.
Well, either way, I was sober and I was just fine being sober. I was enjoying it. Right. They took a little break for snacks. Back in the pool. And then it made all the kids exhausted, and we went home, and Reed went right to bed. He took a quick shower and was, like, crashed. And I'm sure Nicole's loving it this morning because he's probably still curled up, exhausted from
Wait
playing
a minute.
For so long.
They had snacks, and then they got back in the pool within 30 minutes?
I know! Be careful of cramping! But, hey, I'm totally backpedaling. I'm acknowledging that I sounded like a jerk, and it was a good time.
Is that just because they heard you saying that on the radio?
No, not at all. Nobody said anything because I was fully prepared for a couple of them to be like, "Wow, we heard you complaining about this on the radio." I was like, "Well, at the time, I thought it was stupid." So, but now it's is a great
now
idea.
Now it's your idea for Reed's 11th
Dude,
next year.
Rent out the entire pool. I think it was like $150 for 2 hours, and done. Call it a day. Brilliant.
I'll be darned.
Brilliant. Huh. Yeah, so that's what I did yesterday.
I have said on this show before that if I die suspiciously anytime soon, I want all attention directed to my wife. She may poison me someday.
Uh-oh.
And so I just want, you know, just I'm putting it out there. So, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, if the news says, you know, radio broadcaster Dom Testa found dead, you're going to be like, Gretchen did it. Gretchen did it.
How's she
everyone
doing
will,
it?
Everyone will call the police. Gretchen did it. She killed him.
He talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the latest example for you. She said, hey, did you see a package arrive? And I said, no, I don't think we got one today. She goes, oh, it's my lie. L-Y-E, mm-hmm. lie. You know, that
like
toxic. Yeah, that toxic substance.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, what are you doing with that? Are you going to be making something? She goes, yeah, I'm going to be making pretzels.
Oh.
And I went, what the? What? She goes, yeah, I'm going to be putting it in pretzels. I said, I looked it up. You know, lie, the first things that it talks about, if you look up the definition of lie, for making soap to clean drains and can even dissolve glass. Those are the first three things
God.
That it lists when you purchase lie.
What's it doing to your colon?
So I said, I won't be having any of those pretzels. And she was like, well, you're going to be missing out. They're going to be delicious. Apparently, lye is used if you ratchet it back and you don't use a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
Is used in pretzel making, but color me suspicious.
I'm seeing this online here on the Google machine.
Did you find it?
It's safe to use in very small amounts.
You know that lye will kill you too, right?
I'm seeing that, yes.
But it has something to do with the browning of it. It's what gives them that caramelized brown outer coating.
Okay.
Is the lye.
It can cause severe corrosive burns to the throat, esophagus, and stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And permanent damage if swallowed. She better be measuring this out really carefully.
So, it's just yet another point that I just want to look. I'm not going to be able to stop her from killing me. I just don't want her to get away with it. That's the thing.
Maybe like if it's a little at a time, you'll start building up like a lye immunity, you know?
Oh, like Iocane powder from the Princess Bride?
Yes. So maybe start doing that before the pretzels.